This is a Jeff Galloway podcast.
Welcome to 3-2-1 Go the podcast. I'm John Pelkey.
And I'm Carissa Galloway, and we're bringing you stories from start to finish to keep the everyday athlete motivated to keep moving towards the next finish. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a chatty Thanksgiving episode of 3-2-1 Go. John and I just wanted to sit down, catch up a little bit, and thank you guys for all of the listening throughout the year. We love hearing that you guys are listening to this out on the run, and we love it even more when you tell us you laugh out loud and maybe even eye roll as you're listening. If you're listening to this on a run right now, remember, just because it's a bad run doesn't mean you're going to have a bad race. I know we're into the heart of dopey training, so keep that focus. Keep getting in those miles, because every time you make that long run, as long as you're supposed to make the long run, it'll make dopey a little bit easier. And those Thanksgiving carbs, well, as a dietitian, they'll just fuel you farther. Now, before I get into John and I's chat, here's a little word from Mr. Jeff Galloway.
Hi, everyone. Jeff Galloway here. As we approach this season of gratitude, I just want to take a moment to reflect on what I'm truly thankful for this year. My family, of course, tops the list. They're my biggest supporters and constant inspiration. But I'm also incredibly grateful for my coaching clients and the entire extended Galloway family. Whether you've been with us for years or just joined, you're a part of something special. And your stories and achievements mean so much to me. Now, I know this time of year brings a lot of different emotions, responsibilities, and even challenges. But it's also the perfect time to look ahead to the coming year and get some exciting fitness goals. That's why I am thrilled to share that we're offering 25% off on all of our online coaching programs. The lowest price of the year. You can choose a customized plan with Chris Twiggs or even personal coaching directly with me. Let's work together to make 2025 your strongest year yet. Don't wait. This offer is only available for a limited time. Check out the link in the show notes for all the details, and let's get a jump start on those goals together. Thank you for being a part of the Galloway family, and here's to a healthy, happy holiday season and an amazing year ahead.
Welcome, everyone, as we're sitting here recording this. It's just a week, less than a week before Thanksgiving. So really, in Carissa, the busiest season for almost all of us, myself, my wife, you, we're all so busy with work things and with getting ready for the holidays and all of that. It is a busy time of year. Longtime listeners of the show will be glad to know they finally cleared the hurricane debris out of my yard. So if you had November 22nd on your bingo card, you win.
Well, John, you said busy. And ironically for me, in terms of race announcing, this is not a busy time for me, which I actually said to Weston the other day, I need to actually always do this, because being able to be home amidst all the excitement of, sorry, Thanksgiving, Christmas, we've just pushed you aside, has actually been really nice. And we'll talk about races coming up, but I have three races that are in Orlando area. So it's actually really, really nice. But let's back it up. Let's back the train up a little bit, John, before we get all Christmassy. St. Pete Run Fest, you and Jody, how was it?
It was another great time down there, as you're probably paying a little bit of attention. And I think you were in Central Florida when I was over there on the West Coast. The weather really, really cooperated this year. It was in the low 60s in the morning, and it warmed up to the mid 70s. So it was really kind of the perfect weather for people running. And we do have people in St. Pete from all over, people from Minnesota, and we have Canadians, and gentleman from Germany, as that race gets more and more popular. And so it was, could not have been any better as far as weather wise goes. Also, the events this year, we did Friday night, we did the Pelly Dogs walk run, where people just bring their dogs out and they get about 125-yard little trot with pictures and costumes, which is always a lot of fun. And then that benefits a lot of really, really great pet organizations.
How did you announce that? Because you probably just wanted to hug every animal and like touch every animal.
Well,
like...
Jody gets to go to the starting line where she gets to
There's more time there.
With all of them prior to the race while I'm trying to set everything up. But yeah, you just want to hug all the dogs. The dogs were all great. And that was a lot of fun. And then on Saturday, we had the 5K and the 10K, obviously. But also we have Little Shrimps Run, which is
that's a cute name.
The tiny, tiny kids. And we must have had probably 55, 60, maybe 70.
Shrimp.
I'm so bad at like determining numbers of people.
Five to 200 folks.
Sure. We're going to go with that. But the little toddlers, which is hysterical because, you know, it runs the gamut, as you know, as a mom, from weeping uncontrollably to kids smiling and waving as they go past the finish line because they know they're getting their picture taken. That was all great. And then, of course, our half marathon on Sunday. Like I said, weather cooperated. It's a great party. I recommend everybody, and not just because Jody and I announce it, but it's just beautiful. It was it starts right next to the Dolly Museum. And right next to the executive airport down there, and we could see some damage from hurricanes. So felt good about going over there to the west coast of Florida and spending a little bit of money as well and supporting those folks. But it really had a great vibe. A lot of people talking about what they'd been through and just the joy of, as you always say, we get to do this today. We're not worrying about cleaning up our yard, or at least we're not worrying about it until later. We're just going to go out. We're going to have this joyous run through St. Pete. So always a lot of fun. Hopefully Ryan and his folks down there are listening and they'll bring us back for another year.
I'm sure that they will.
I think you and Jody did that together.
I know Sarah Akers, our fantastic travel agent, runs on Magic. What about any other Run Disney family? Like, from year one to year this, is it like people know now?
I probably had a good 10, 12 or more people from Run Disney come up and ask for pictures. I had some members of the Pelkey Running Club were down there as well. A couple of people who were surprised. They're like, holy crap, what are you doing here?
Why has someone else retained your employment, John?
that's so true. What's happened here? We thought Disney had lost a bet and had to keep you. But it's a lot of fun. We get a lot of repeat visitors, a lot of repeat athletes over there. So it's great to see them every year. And just an awful lot of fun to get over there to St. Pete. Carissa, a lot of great restaurants over in that area. Okay, Carissa, and for those of you listening, I'm just going to tell you, here's a little look behind the scenes. We had to stop for a minute because my dog was tearing up a blanket.
And apparently a beloved blanket.
Pitbulls are so
We need
mean.
Blankets. Emmy Lou, it's 66 in Orlando and you take our blankets? What are we will freeze at
I
night.
Know, I know, I know. That's
How will we
wants.
Survive?
He's hastening my demise. you will be running in the Space Coast Marathon coming up. You have been very honest about training not necessarily being an easy endeavor for you. Where are you right now? How long till you run and how are you feeling?
So this is the Friday before I run. So I'll run the following Sunday. So what's that 9 days away in that sort of taper mode, in that mental Olympics mode. I did some great workouts like this week, which I don't think is going to really put any money in the bank. So if I'm being honest, I'm in that mode now where I'm like, what is my goal for this? What am I going to do? So I know we're going to have amazing Galloway Pacers there. So it's that mental mind, and I don't want to say the F word, but what it is of like, okay, my big goal, I would cry my way across the finish goal is this. Do I start with that pace group knowing I might eat it? But if I don't start there, I never have a chance to hit my goal. Do I go conservatively in a middle pace where I can still PR, but it's not my big goal? So that's kind of where I am. It's like, how much am I willing to put myself out there? I guess the caveat of that is this is all weather dependent, right? Right. Yesterday it was cool as well. I ran amazingly fast. Like, and if it's this weather, I'm going to maybe get my goal. If it's 20 degrees warmer or 15, which unfortunately I think it's going to be, I think we're going to start at like 68 and go up to 80 and sunny. It's just physically not going to happen, unfortunately. So I think that I know I can finish under 5 hours is my goal to finish, bottom goal under 5 hours. I'm fairly confident in that. I would love to be further, way further down the other, closer to 4 hour mark, but it's going to depend on the weather. So I want to walk away from it being like, I pushed hard, I pushed through discomfort, I never gave up. And as long as I do that, I think the weather will determine what my time is. And I hope to find some enjoyment as well. I had a plan for, like, I have no costume, John. I had a plan for, not a costume, an outfit. I wanted to get a black shirt and I wanted the Hamilton logo and I wanted it to say my name because that was going to be my mantra, rise up. But I never did that. So I'm going to just be wearing a black tank top and a gold skirt and listening to Hamilton. But I never, it just never made it to the top of the to-do list. So I'm sorry, costuming world. I have failed you. No, I'm a maybe I need to buy a gold scrunchie. It's just not my thing to like.
No, I get you.
I have to do a lot of things in a day, and ordering a shirt with my name on it just that I was going to wear
once. I love wearing a costume, but putting one together, not a lot of fun. That's why I think I told you through. Thank God I was in college in the 80s when like hospital shirts and stuff were in, because I would, somebody gave me a stethoscope and I would just put a hospital shirt on, hospital pants, like scrubs, and a stethoscope, and every year I was a doctor. So
like, we love wearing, I mean, I'm speaking for you. I love wearing a costume. People give us costumes all the time. Other thing I'll say is I think there's going to be a lot of like Run Disney community out there. So please, if you see me, yell at me. That will help. I still may do like the duct tape somewhere on my shirt and write my name. It's just a smaller race. But yes, please yell for me. Tell me that I get to do this so that when I hate, I have negative thoughts in my head, I'll be like, gosh, I get to do this. Yes, that's right. I have to do this. So I'm really excited. Barb will be running as well. I also, we're not staying out there, so I don't know how far the race is, but I think we have to leave the house at like 3:30 or something like that, because we're not going to stay out in a hotel out there because I just didn't want to go.
And I think if I'm right, at St. Pete Run Fest, I ran into Nicole, who's going to be over there with you, and who mentioned that. And so we look forward to hearing for it. And good luck. I know that there's, and again, not a veteran runner, people, I know, but that that anticipatory thing, when you're getting close, is just, you know, it's that feeling. Tomorrow I work a double. I have to be at work at 6:30 in the morning. I won't get done until 6:30
And you're
at
nervous
night.
About it, yeah.
The thought about it. Yes. And it's all stuff that I'm doing. I want to get this right because it's such a great name. The Quack Attack on Poverty 2024 nice. 5K tomorrow morning in Baldwin Park. And then I'm doing a women's basketball tournament out at Disney. And it's a long, long day. I've done all of those things before, but I'm like, oh boy. All right. Yeah. Get prepared.
I'm glad you said that, because the other day, this week, I had 3 TV segments at home one day, and then the next day I had a TV segment in Orlando, and my segments are food-based, so it's a ton of prep. It's remembering this. It's lines. It's scripts. I was so anxious for it, and there are things I do. And then afterwards, I was like, oh, I felt such a wave of relief. Like, why do we – I guess it's just our nature, but it sucks that we are so stressed out about something we know we're capable of doing. We know we're going to feel good afterwards, but we just are in this kind of like frozen mode in the day before.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, and people, you see, like people ask, like Roger Daltrey of The Who has been performing for 60 years. Do you get nervous when you go out? And it's like, well, not really get nervous, but there is an anticipation thing before you have to perform, before you have a full day, particularly like that, where you're just like, okay, I'll be dialed in and I will get through it. And it'll be just to your point, like everything, you'll get to the end of it and go, it's over already. Man, that really went quick. But that anticipation prior to it happening, I think it's probably positive in some ways, because it does really spur us on to really focus, to do our best. But in other ways, man, I wish I could just be more zen about it when I'm rolling into something like that. I have to tell you, though, feel better about tomorrow than I would if I had to run a marathon. Good luck there.
Yeah, I mean, I could, you know, have a stomach issues, all these kinds of things. You just could just get, I don't know, it would just be a long day and whatever. But the thing I'll say about Run Disney and why I love Run Disney so much, kind of the same concept, is that, like, I'm always a little stressed the packing and getting there, but I'm never, like, nervous about a Run Disney race. I'm always, like, excited, and I feel like we know what to do, and it's comfortable and it's enjoyable. Like, Run Disney has sort of jumped the shark, or whenever it's a new race, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of stress, because it's like, I know how to do my job, but like, I'm working with new people. Will they be respectful? Will they tell me where to go? Will I not know what to do? Have you given me a script? What's the sponsor's name? Did I say that right? All that.
Even at Run Disney, I'll say it anymore. I mean, you're there with me anymore. I'm not like nervous, but there is a certain amount of anticipation, because, you know, it's live theater, for lack of a better term. And so many things can go wrong. And you just, you know, in your head, you, of course, you work through all of those things. And I think that's because I do that. And I think most of us do that. We're prepared when that those things do happen, that we get through them with a minimum amount of stress in the moment.
Yeah,
I feel more stress thinking about that it's going to happen than dealing with it when it's happening.
I would love a therapist to listen to this conversation and then come back to us with some
actionable.
Do you know how OCD I am? You reminded me about visualization. So now I'm writing for myself to visualize my marathon finish line and how I would like to feel there. And I'm going to attempt that strategy. And then we will talk about it soon after I am done. And I'm sure you'll see it on social media. But John, you mentioned the Baldwin Park. What are the races? You know, what's your December look like? And then even into next year, do you have anything on the calendar exciting?
I've got a handful of, maybe three, maybe four more corporate 5Ks that I'm doing. I had a great experience with my last. They brought their own announcer and didn't tell the people who hired me until the last minute. So they called me the day before and said, listen, come on in. We're going to pay you. But they brought their own announcer, bringing their own announcer. Yeah. And you can help him out if you want to co-announce. And when I met him, I'm like, this guy's got his own shtick, and I think I would just get in the way. So I just helped facilitate, got him the names of the people who won, and gave him information and let him do his own thing. And I got paid the same. So it was good because it was coming off of St. Pete Run Fest, and my voice was a little bit worn out. The 5Ks that I'm doing through the rest of December, I don't think I'm going to get paid not to announce, but I'm in favor of that. If anyone out there would like to pay me not to announce, I am certainly willing to take that.
It's happened to me maybe like, I don't think announcing, but Disney-wise, like twice maybe. And it's always very, very exciting.
And you're going to appreciate this. On New Year's Eve, I will be at, I believe it's the Turning Stone Casino. I'll be at sound like I'm on the Tonight Show. Hey, I'm going to be at the Turning Stone Casino for New Year's Eve. My wife and I will be doing Lucy and Ricky Ricardo for New Year's Eve they're having like a salsa, but not salsa based, but sort of Caribbean.
Whatever theme. That music Ricky Ricardo did in the thing.
It's kind of like the
wasn't he Cuban?
He was Cuban, yeah. So there's going to be a Cuban flavor to it. There's going to be Bahamian. It's going to be all that sort of, you know, down there in that whole area of the
Caribbean.
Of the world. The Caribbean area. I couldn't think of the word Caribbean there for a minute.
It's been a long day. I'm
just staring out of my yard, and there's not stuff just all
I'm right there
up
with
like
you.
So it's going to be a little Caribbean theme, but we're doing Lucy and Ricky.
Can
so
people
I will
come?
Be shaved. I will have to shave, which is very disappointing.
Okay.
And I will have to color my hair black.
But the black will wash out before marathon
weekend. Yes, in theory, because this will be just a few days before marathon weekend. So
longer than usual, though. I think you'll be all right.
Yeah, more clean shaven. I will be
interesting.
Not quite as bearded.
Interesting.
I'll be in the scruffy beard division. That's going to be a lot of fun. We worked up there a couple of years ago, and that's when we had travel problems coming back, and we got to stay at the great
TWA hotel at
JFK. So yeah, maybe that'll happen.
Can people in that area just come to the casino and see, or is this a private event?
I believe it's a ticketed event. They have a number of different events going on throughout the day. Their afternoon things last year. The last time we did it, we were just a 70s couple. I was in a orange leisure suit. And we introduced, it was an Earth, Wind & Fire tribute band that was amazing with a whole horn section. And they had a dance party. And then there was a rock and roll party at an ancillary casino just down the road. And then they had a couple of different events that night. So there are a number of performers from Orlando going up, and we're going to be separated throughout that. But I will be doing, I will be doing Ricky Ricardo. That'll be something.
Yeah. I have a few races here to finish out the year, as I mentioned. So I'll have the Turkey Trot down at Lake Eola. And a little bit on a somber note, I've always had Domino from Sunny 105.9, who's been my co-host for as long as I can remember there. He would say the most inappropriate things that I could not say. And he passed away. So this will be the first time that I'm doing it without Domino. So it'll be, I guess, nice in a way to go there and kind of like celebrate him. But he's been a force on the radio, you know, many, many, many years, and just a real inappropriate voice of Thanksgiving. So, I mean, he would say, John, he would just, you know, pilgrims, Indians, he didn't care. You would have really, really enjoyed it. We have a little costume contest, a turkey call contest. So I'll be there on Thanksgiving Day. And then I'll be here. Finally, I'm here for the OUC half marathon, which I've not been home for many years for that as well. And I said I had three races. Oh, I do. Ironman 70.3 Florida. I will be announcing, but running the half marathon.
Interesting.
So my husband's going to do the bike. He is potentially going to do the swim, but if you're listening to this and you live in Central Florida and you'd like to swim 1.2 miles, please let us know, because Weston does not really want to swim. It's free. You can join our team. Our team name is Sorry My Wife Is Slow, because if you remember when he does the other relays with his cousin, they win.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Not going
to
happen.
So I wanted to apologize. So when the announcers read it, oh, here comes the relay team. Sorry, my wife is slow. That'll be me.
All right. How about the holiday, Thanksgiving? I know you consider it the impediment before Christmas. what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Well, this year, you see, Johnny, the trick is you do a marathon the Sunday after Thanksgiving. It's really just called carb loading. So there you go. But tomorrow, as we're taping this, it's Friday before Thanksgiving. Tomorrow we're going to fly to Atlanta with the kids to do a little Thanksgiving with Barb and Jeff. And then I just realized that Barb and Jeff are coming here on Thanksgiving. So I'm not sure.
So everybody's just having two Thanksgivings.
I'm not really sure why we're going there. If Weston could clarify. Why am I flying to Atlanta?
Wait a minute.
Excuse me. Can I stay home? I gotta. So, John, I do want to talk to you about this. So we are hosting Thanksgiving at home. I have the race, which makes it hard to make all the food. Last time we did the turkey, we put a lot of love into it. I think we talked about this. We did the cheesecloth and the butter, and then it's still the timer. Everything was wrong. So we have bought a fully smoked turkey that was delivered to the house yesterday. It can stay in the fridge for 60 days. So we will be seeing how that goes.
All right. Fair enough. Good. I've had those pre-made turkeys. I'm sure it will be great.
It was flown in from New York.
It is a lot less to worry about.
So smoked, I'm interested in the smoked situation, what that's going to be like. You know, it's not gonna, and then we're going to have turkey and chicken with my mom on Christmas Eve. So we won't not have it, but I just felt like last time we did that, I think I went into my car in the garage and I cried for like 30 minutes because I was so tired from the race. And my son was like 2 years old and my kid had 104 fever and the turkey wasn't cooked. So if we can avoid that, I think it's worth it.
Yeah. All right. Fair.
I'll
least,
let you
hey,
know.
At least you're going to have a Thanksgiving. I'll be
yes, John.
Having my usual
you will?
Asian chicken wrap.
I thought that the basketball tournament moved this year.
No, the basketball tournament actually used to be Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. But the teams decided, and I certainly agree with this, the athletes, they didn't really want to play three games in 4 days. That was a lot. So it's just going to be 2 days, and it's really kind of broken into two separate tournaments. So it's a four-team tournament. So on Thursday, there'll be a morning session where there'll be two games, and then the winners of those games will play each other, and the losers from those games, and I hate to call them losers, but the teams that don't win will be playing. And then the afternoon session is a separate tournament altogether. So we'll have two champions. There'll be an afternoon session champion and an evening session champion, as opposed to playing it all the way down so that it's an 8-team tournament. And there will be no, there aren't going to be any games on Sunday. But I'll still be there on Thanksgiving Day, and the schedule will still not allow me to actually get a Thanksgiving meal.
And you got to be careful what you say about that, because last time you offended some people.
I did. One of the managers out there who we love.
We do love. She's like, I'm not going to even genderify them so no one can go find them. They are fantastic. No, I love them so much.
They were great, but they were like, you know, we could get you, I'll bring you food to the table. But what people have to understand is it's just that the timing doesn't work out for me, even when they do provide turkey, which isn't always the case. Sometimes it's turkey sandwiches because it's earlier in the day and the teams will be getting a Thanksgiving meal. But I am one of those guys who I will not have somebody deliver food to me there at the table when I'm announcing and just sit there and eat it. I can't do that. Actually, it's distracting to me. So that'll be my Thanksgiving. But I have the whole weekend off to watch college football and professional football. And we are actually going to a pre-Thanksgiving party tomorrow. Oh. Excuse me, day after tomorrow, which is Sunday, here in our neighborhood for some neighbor folks. So I'll be making homemade macaroni and cheese for that.
Do you want to bring that over to our house? You're not Thanksgiving. Make some extra. Speaking of that, should Weston and I have a party for Christmas?
Well, you reached out.
I know.
Well, of course.
So here's my party idea, which involves your macaroni and cheese. So there's a Pentatonix song called A Kid at Christmas. So I want to have like a kid's Christmas buffet, like mac and cheese, pizza, chicken fingers, like a really not healthy, but like everything a kid would want on a buffet.
That's I don't know why you would narrow that down to what kids want on a buffet. It's what Johnny wants.
I understand. That's what we all want. Like if you go to a Disney restaurant, you look at the kids buffet, you're like, that looks delightful. So I want to have like a kid friend, the kid buffet, Home Alone on, those kind of movies, play some games.
Nobody's more disliked than that adult that shows up with the adult healthy food at a holiday party.
Do we really just want like some nice great. Some yummy snacks. All right. Well,
Well, if you have a party, let me know, and I will be glad to. I'll let you know how the mac and cheese goes. I haven't made this in a long time because God knows I don't need it. But I'm going to give it a shot because our neighbor had a list of things. They're providing some things, but then a list of possible side dishes. And then you could, if you want to come up with something else, and mac and cheese was on there, and I reached out, and she's like, no one else has claimed it. So I said, I'm going to do a mac and cheese with a little breadcrumb topping on it and everything.
My ex-mother-in-law used to do it with the Ritz topping, which yours seem a little classier than that, but...
I've had some good ones with
I know.
Topping.
This is what I'm saying. I want the party to just not have to be shishi. There was a video on my neighbor's Instagram. They had like a girls' night and they had a table set out outside with welcome drinks. I'm like that. Nope. That's not how we're going to do it here.
No stuffed grape
leaves
or anything.
We'll have a
like
cooler
that.
In the back. I'm from Virginia, folks. There's a cooler in the back. Go get your drink. Oh, man. Are people still listening to this? Are you guys?
I'm sorry. You brought the stuffed grape leaves. Get out.
I brought trail mix
food elsewhere
with peanuts and M&Ms. Okay, come in, please come in. John,
is that a kale salad? Get your car out of my driveway immediately.
Before we wrap, since this is going to air right before Thanksgiving, do you want to, in a serious tone, do you have anything that you are grateful for that you would like to verbally share with the audience?
I would, in fact. I am grateful that they cleaned up the hurricane debris from my yard, certainly. I am really, really grateful that my 90-year-old mom is in a nursing home that she seems to be enjoying and that she will be better looked after than she was when she was living by herself, at least through these winter months. So, you know.
And I know that was a big stress on you for a long time, and it seems that it's worked out, as some things do.
She was falling, as older folk do, and now she's in a situation where, you know, there are people looking after her. So I think she's enjoying it more, and she's going to get to go to my 99, soon-to-be 100-year-old uncle's for her Thanksgiving. So I'm thankful for all of that, my family in Pennsylvania, and good health and all of that sort of stuff.
Well, you're working your good genes for all they can handle, John.
Somebody has to destroy the curve. I have to throw out the lowest and the highest score on the test. So, got a lot of longevity in the family, Carissa. So, you know, this will be the 2057 will be of my final year here on the pod. That would make me 93. And there's a decent chance. There's a decent chance given my genes, people.
Good for you. I have to say thankful for, it's just, you know, it's cliche. We always say family, but just really thankful for that. You know, last night I got to go over to my mom's house and we have this little notepad here that we wrote out all of our holiday meals and all of the ingredients and that we get to do those kinds of things because they are special. And what I like about the holidays, and you'd make fun of me, John, but like this is my favorite part of the holiday. Putting out the decorations, being excited, thinking about the menus, planning a party. You know, that's what I like the most, the anticipation. That's my enjoyment. Christmas Day is actually quite sad to me. And that's why we would have a party afterwards. So I'm just really grateful to be home for this because not having to, you know, get on a plane except from this mysterious trip to Atlanta tomorrow. Very grateful for that. Elliot had to write, you know, ask his pre-K, what are you grateful for? I think one day it was school, which we thought was nice, his golf cart, and the projections that Weston occasionally will put on the wall in our home.
All right. Well,
so when in doubt,
there you go.
Thankful for projections. And we are thankful for you guys, too, for listening. It's been a lot of fun to see you guys, hear what your thoughts are about the podcast. We're grateful for all the support of everyone, the Pelkey Running Club, all the great charities out there. So you guys... let us know what you're grateful for. We would love to kind of learn a little bit about your Thanksgiving. Have a healthy Thanksgiving and make sure you get out there. John's not going to do a turkey trot, but you should.
I'll be sitting at a table.
Oh, that's true. Maybe we'll get you one of those little bike things.
Oh, there's little leg things that my 90-year-old mother has. Great. Yeah,
fantastic.
Great. Well, we've always said it. Assisted living, that's what I should probably have at this age. So there it is. Yes, everybody. And hey, really, really love seeing all of the races Saturday out at the Pelkey Running Club. A lot of races going on all around the country right now, Carissa. And we're seeing a lot of our friends from the Pelkey Running Club at all those different races. And it's great to see. And by the way, you know what else I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for I've talked to a number of people who ran New York. So I've had an opportunity to discuss the logistics of the New York City Marathon. And you know, that's
my white
whale.
Speaking of getting into, before we wrap, Black Friday is coming. So everything Galloway, from customized training to training with Jeff to healthier you to my Runs on Magic nutrition course, everything is 25% off right now. And there's some great bundles out there. So head over to Jeff's website if you wanted to get in on any of that. Now is the best time to do it.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Before we wrap up, we want to give a special shout out to our friend Sarah Akers with Runs on Magic. Now, Sarah is a passionate Run Disney enthusiast. She loves nothing more than helping you plan those magical Run Disney weekends. But with her expertise, the possibilities are endless. Whether you're dreaming of a honeymoon escape, an all-inclusive girls trip, a boys trip to Las Vegas, a family cruise, international adventure, whatever it is, Sarah is here to make it happen. Best part? Her travel planning services are completely complimentary. Sarah creates personalized itineraries and specializes in Run Disney, Universal, and cruise vacations. And for our listeners, she's offering a special promo. Use the code 321GO when requesting your vacation quote, and you could receive up to a $200 Disney gift card or booking credit, depending on your destination. You can connect with Sarah on Instagram at RunsOnMagic for the latest offers and more, or reach out to her directly at runsonmagictravel@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Sarah, and thank you all for listening. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you to Weston for editing this, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye-bye.